The bill would permit physicians to prescribe a lethal dose of pills to patients who are diagnosed with a terminal illness and who ask for the drugs. Corrine Carey is the New York campaign director for Compassion and Choices. It's a pro-Aid in Dying group. She says New Jersey recently joined states including Oregon, Vermont, and California to allow the end-of-life option. She says it's time for New York to act.
Too many New Yorkers are suffering at the end of life without this option. All this is that it gives dying New Yorkers the option of asking their doctor for a prescription that they can take at a time of their choosing or never should their suffering become unbearable. That medication would bring about a peaceful death and allow them to avoid needless suffering.
Carey says two doctors would need to agree that a patient cannot be cured and has 6 months or less to live. Around 100 advocates came to the Capitol on a busy and crowded lobby day to meet with legislators and share their experiences.
My name is Scott Baracco, and I'm from Rochester, and I'm here advocating for medical aid in dying today. It's based on the experience I had with my late girlfriend, Kathy Quinn.
Quinn had incurable tongue cancer. Baracco says she hated hospitals and wanted to end her life on her own terms.
She was going to die, and it was imminent. What she wanted more than anything at that point was to have a peaceful death.
She decided to take a lethal dose of opiates. Baracco says Quinn did not want to implicate him in what she knew could be considered a crime in New York State.
Eventually, she let me in on it and said that, I've had a great life. I'm ready to go. I'm planning to overdose. And she had researched how to do it. She thought if rock stars could do it, she could do it.
But Quinn misjudged the dose she would need. When Baracco drove to her home, he found Quinn in what seemed to be a deep sleep. Several hours later, racked with guilt, Baracco took her to the hospital. When she regained consciousness, she told the doctors and nurses what she had done. Baracco says counselors there told them about aid in dying.
And then it was a gut punch to find out you can't have it because it's not in New York.
Quinn died in hospice care in 2014. Baracco says he's grateful to hospice for their help, but he says Quinn's final days could have been so much easier if New York had this law.
She probably would have thrown an elaborate party and just gone crazy and then probably had a quiet time with just a few of us when it was time to close her eyes and fall asleep.
In past years, Republicans led the state Senate, and many GOP members opposed the bill. Now Democrats control both chambers of the legislature, and many support the measure. Governor Andrew Cuomo has said he'll sign the bill if both houses approve it. Opponents include the Catholic Church, which doesn't believe a person should act to end their own life. And some disabled rights groups fear the law could be misused to end the lives of disabled people who might not be able to speak for themselves about their final wishes. Carey, with Compassion and Choices, says in states that have long permitted the practice, there's never been a reported incident of abuse of the law.
These laws have been under a microscope. None of those abuses have ever happened. And if you think about it, right now we're sending people who are dying home with powerful pain medication. If there were, nefarious relatives, they have the means at hand to withhold treatment, to over-medicate, to fail to take someone to a medical appointment. The Medical Aid in Dying Act actually puts in place protections that give the dying person the right to say what they want and don't want.
No date has yet been scheduled for a vote on the bill. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.